Myra looked confused. "You want me to decide?"
"That's right, my blossom," said her father.
"Gee, I don't know," said Myra. "Which pig weighs more?"
"They both weigh the same," said her father.
"Golly," said Myra. "I guess I choose Elia."
"No, Igor."
"No, Elia."
"No, Igor."
"Oh, I know.
I'll think of a number between 1 and 10. I'll marry whoever guesses the closest number. Okay, I'm ready."
10, guessed Igor.
Elia said nothing.
"Elia," said Myra, "what number do you guess?"
Elia didn't pick a number.
"Marry Igor," he muttered. "You can keep my pig as a wedding present."
The next time the water truck came, it was driven by Mr. Pendansky, who also brought sack lunches. Stanley sat with his back against a pile of dirt and ate. He had a bologna sandwich, potato chips, and a large chocolate chip cookie.
"How you doing?" asked Magnet.
"Not real good," said Stanley.
"Well, the first hole's the hardest," Magnet said. Stanley took a long, deep breath. He couldn't afford to dawdle. He was way behind the others, and the sun just kept getting hotter. It wasn't even noon yet, but he didn't know if he had the strength to stand up. He thought about quitting. He wondered what they would do to him. What could they do to him? His clothes were soaked with sweat. In school, he had learned that sweating was good for you. It was nature's way of keeping you cool. So why was he so hot?